can do to extend the life of your vehicle. And at D&K Tire Service, they'll help you keep your equipment running smoothly. Call for your appointment today at D&K Tire Service of Amboy, Lake Crystal, and Truman.
Diana Johnson has great weight loss results at TAFE Wellness Center. In 4 months after using tirzepatide with weekly injections for the recommended 3-month program, she lost 30 pounds and had her body fat reduced by 5.9%. So in a short 3 months, her confidence grew, and she's so happy with the results. The best part is after being off the injections for over a month, she's maintaining her weight loss. TAFE Wellness Center in Armstrong and Algona, online at TAFEWellnessCenter.com.
Call Bear Hardwood Floors of Mapleton for hardwood floor install, refinish, and resurfacing. With Bear Hardwood Floors, you can trust that you'll know what kind of service you're getting ahead of time. Quality work done on time. Call Ryan at 507-380-4312 today for your free estimate. Get your floors looking great with affordable and professional service from Bear Hardwood Floors of Mapleton. And we're back here on our pregame show, and Maple River head coach Chad Osterman joining us as the Eagles get set to take on Redwood Valley here this afternoon. And Chad, you're coming off a couple of pretty impressive wins this week. I mean, I know these two teams that you played this week are struggling a bit, but still, you really dominated both games, beating New Richland Tuesday 70-16 and Blue Earth Area Thursday 69-40. Looks like things, after a couple of losses there, are starting to fall into place. I know everybody wants to peak right now because the playoffs are right around the corner. Do you think you're playing your best ball right now?
We're certainly getting there. We got some rotational things that we've changed up here in the last 10 days, week to 10 days, and we have really worked on some of the things that we needed adjusting. When we had all those games in a row, we weren't able to do that in practice. So we had those 3 days of extra practice and kind of between games where we were able to do that. And this week it really showed. Granted, like you said, the opponents were struggling coming in, but we did not give them any hope and really dominated from the opening tip to take control of both of those games, which was nice to see. But definitely think we're playing better. Of course, just winning a couple of games also helps the confidence level of the kids. So we're looking forward to today, a whole different type of an opponent as far as ability. And they're 19-4, one of the favorites in Section 3AA. They do a great job, especially offensively, of really scoring the basketball.
Yeah, Redwood Valley's had a really good boys basketball tradition for a while. They seem to be solid every year. What do you know about them this year, Chad? What do they have? What's going to be the challenge for you here today?
Well, we're not going to have a lot of prep time. We just had yesterday to think about it and talk about their team because of our games Tuesday and Thursday. So not a lot of preparation in regards necessarily to them, but we do know that they're extremely talented. They play six players regularly. They got a guard that can score really at all three levels and can really create his own shot and can make guarded shots. He's a tremendous player. They got a couple of forwards that are similar, one really good forward rebounder, defender, and then another forward that can score, is really athletic, blocks shots, plays all over, and then a couple of other guards that are really good players that go in combo with those three that make them really good. They've beaten some tremendous teams throughout the year. They've had a tough schedule, and it'll be a tough challenge for us on the road. But, you know, like I said, at this point in the season, we're looking forward to seeing where we're at, and we've played a few teams similar in talent-wise to them. But I'm not sure we've played anybody any better than them. So it's nice to see where we're at here at the end of towards the end of the season.
Right. I think it's sort of a measuring stick game. It's probably not going to have really that much effect, win or lose, on your position for the playoffs, though, I don't think, right?
No, I don't think it'll help us or hurt us position wise, but probably could help us more than hurt us, of course. But you know, not a lot of teams challenge themselves like we do. And playing opponents like this, you know, in the last couple of years, we've played the Redwood Valleys of the world and Caledonias and Minnehaha Academies and Sauk Centers of other sections that are top teams in their sections. So this would be no different than those, playing them on the road, like I said, and being a favorite. I beat Jackson here earlier this week and beat Fairmont, so I think they kind of solidified themselves as the one seed going into their section tournament. So, like I said, we're looking forward to it and seeing where we're at. Hopefully, we just continue to play well no matter the result, and we just want to put ourselves in position in the last 5 minutes to have a chance to win a tough road game like this.
All right, and we were talking on the coach's show this morning about your position for the postseason. It really looks like you're almost locked in there as the fourth seed. I mean, I know things could possibly change, but it kind of looks like that's where you're going to land in the subsection, which would mean a home game, which is good, I guess, right?
Yeah, you know, like I've said to you before throughout the year, our goal always is to just get a home game in the playoffs, and then after that, it's all just based on, you know, brackets, because they're all neutral court games. So if we can attain a top four seed, especially after the start that we had at 3-9, we would definitely be excited about that and excited to host and grateful for the opportunity.
All right, Chad, final thoughts. What do you got to get done here to try to knock off this good Redwood Valley team today?
Well, we got to do a great job of defending the basketball. Like I said, they do a lot of stuff off the dribble, can shoot the ball. So we got to, you know, do a good job on the dribble, guarding the ball, and especially number three, who's their leading scorer and a tremendous player. We have to do a great job on the glass. They got some good athletes that go get rebounds. So we got to match that intensity on the glass and then be able to not turn the ball over and execute on offense. You know, some of our bigger games that we've played, we've turned it over a few too many times that led directly to baskets, and we can't allow a good offensive team like Redwood Valley to get any easy baskets. They're going to score enough baskets themselves. Against good defense, we can't give them any easy ones.
All right, there you go, folks. Chad Osterman, Maple River head coach on our pregame. We'll take a break. Back with more coming up in just a moment. The Maple River Basketball Association wishes the Eagles good luck in today's game. They support Maple River basketball in grades K through 12 with fundraisers to help athletes compete at the highest level. Money raised is used to fund youth camps and tournaments, uniforms for all levels, practice gear, summer league basketball, and more. And you can help by supporting these fundraisers, including the golf tournament held every June. Contact Eric Ward to find out more or to become involved with the Maple River Basketball Association. When you're a farmer, tomorrow always brings a new challenge. Unexpected weather, invasive pests, volatile markets, the list goes on. But with the enhanced Channel Seed brand's top-performing products, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can rise above them all. Contact your local Channel Seed team of South Central Minnesota in Medelia, Fairmont, Wells, or Mapleton to learn more about the enhanced Channel Seed brand. Has an accident or injury resulted in wage loss or medical bills? The attorneys at Front Lundquist & Gustafson are ready to help. Their main goal in personal injury cases is to ensure that you receive the compensation for your injuries that you deserve, that your future interests are protected, and that your medical bills are paid. For a free initial consultation to review your case, contact Front Lundquist & Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells. For your next construction project, call Dunright Construction of Minnesota Lake. They'll take care of a variety of exterior projects on your home at a reasonable price. From new siding, windows, or doors, Sean will get the job done right. And Dunright Construction can make that landscaping look great with concrete edging, too. No more plastic or broken brick around your home. If you're planning a construction project, call 507-525-7751 for Dunright Construction of Minnesota Lake.
Extend the life of your equipment with Cenex Premium Greases. Engineered with quality base oils and well-balanced formulas to protect equipment in a wide range of temperatures and tough conditions. The Cenex line of grease products offer excellent rust protection, water resistance, and anti-wear properties to extend equipment life. Cenex Grease delivers the dependability you need to keep your operation running like a well-oiled machine.
Through the end of the month, get a discount on all oil and grease products at New Way K&H Cooperative and receive a $50 gift card for every 100 gallons of Cenex lubricants purchased.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer's been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. Yes, we are in Redwood Falls for boys basketball action here. Big challenge for Maple River here today. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for Maple River. Wyatt Burr, 6'7", junior. Zach Trio, the 6-foot sophomore. And then the Polacek twins, Arden Polacek, 6-foot senior, and Aaron Polacek, a 6-foot senior. And the other starter, Carson Healy, a 6'1 sophomore for Maple River. For Redwood Valley, Isaiah Dow Hilliard, a 6'4 senior, Ethan Lawaji, 6-foot junior, Brandon Lang, 6'4 senior, Oliver Smith, a 5'10 senior, and the other starter is Lucas Means, a 5'9 junior, for head coach Aaron Lindahl. The Cardinals are 19-4 on the season. Maple River evened their record at 12-12 with a couple of wins earlier this week. So we'll see how the Eagles fare against a pretty good Redwood Valley team here this afternoon. So we're about ready to go with the start of tonight's game, or this afternoon's game. I'm going to have to get used to that, I guess, here. And the opening tap is controlled by Redwood Valley. And here we go. The Cardinals with the ball first, and they go right down in front, and a shot up under there by Oliver Smith, no good. Rebound and kicked back out for a shot by Lawaji, no good. So they come up empty on the first two shots, and finally Maple River clears it out. And the Eagles, oh, and there's a steal out on top. Here's a layup try at the other end, and it's good by Oliver Smith. Off the steal, Smith, great anticipation there on the pass back to the top, stepped in front of it and takes it the other way for the layup. 2-0, Redwood Valley with the lead, and the Eagles now with it inside. Burr on the baseline, dropped it out of bounds, and that's the second turnover on the Eagles. Redwood now gets it back again. They'll bring it up into the front court. Lucas Means drops it off on top for Smith. Once again, to the right side, Means trying to drive the baseline. Cut off there and kick back on top. Hilliard tried to pass it over to the corner, and that one's stolen away, and that's the first turnover on the Cardinals. Eagles back the other way. Drive into the lane by Aaron Polacek. Now they get it back out to him, and a three-pointer good from the top of the key. Aaron Polacek gets the first bucket of the day for the Eagles, and they take a 3-2 lead. Cardinal ball now, Smith in the left corner, dribbles it back out left wing, now penetrates to the lane, tries to go up, and he hit the board kind of on the side of it with the shot. It's no good. Rebound Maple River, and here come the Eagles into the front court. Polacek, Aaron Polacek to Burr, kicked out right wing. Here's a drive by Arden Polacek. Back out right side. Burr will try a long one from near three-point range. No good. Rebound kick back out, and Arden Polacek hits the three this time. The Polacek brothers each with a three and have Maple River up by a score of 6-2. And a couple minutes gone here in the first half. Cardinal ball. Spin move in the lane there by Hilliard. No good. Rebound, though, grabbed by the Cardinals. They'll get another crack at it. On top, Means has it. Lucas Means dribbles up the right side of the lane, shoots it up, and banks it home. First two of the game for Lucas, and it's 6-4 now. Maple River with a two-point edge. Zach Trio brings it into the front court. The Cardinals playing man defense here to start the game.
And now down on the baseline. There's a whistle and an, what was that, an offensive foul here, or a travel. Travel call on Maple River. That's their third turnover. And Cardinals back the other way now. Smith into the front court, leaves it for Means at the top. Dished off left side, sliding in on the baseline for a shot is Hilliard, but he's fouled, and he'll get a couple of free throws. Healy picks up the foul. Carson Healy, that's the first foul of the game. And to the line goes Isaiah Dow Hilliard to shoot two. First free throw on the way is no good. Hilliard will get another one coming here. Second free throw for Hilliard. 14:58 to go here in the first half. Maple River leads 6-4. And the second free throw is good. Hilliard hits one out of two. And it is a 6-5 lead for Maple River. Pass to the left side. Arden Polacek has it. Back on top to Burr. To Aaron Polacek. Now trio right side. Back to Arden on top. On Burr popping way out at the top of the key. Burr drives, shoots, off the glass, no good. And the rebound grabbed by the Cardinals, pulling up Means for a shot, no good. Rebound kick back out. Means comes up with it again and shoots a three, but that rims off, no good. And the rebound off for Maple River. Eagle ball into the front court. Aaron Polacek has it. And it's knocked away from him. And a good steal there by Brandon Lang. Lang across to the other side. Hilliard trying to drive in right baseline. Little fadeaway shot. No good. Rebound Lang. Kicks it back out. And now they reverse it around to Smith on the left wing. Redwood Valley getting a lot of second shots. Now cutting up the lane for an open layup is Isaiah Dow Hilliard. On the good feed there by Oliver Smith. And Redwood Valley now taking the lead 7-6. Maple River back the other way, and a pull-up spot jumper good there by Aaron Polacek from the right side. He's got five. Cardinal ball down to the right corner, and a three-pointer is good. Elway Berg checked in just a little bit ago for Redwood Valley, and he hits the three-pointer. Berg is a 6'3 junior, and that puts Redwood up 10-8 now. Eagles have it. Arden Polacek with a shot just outside of the left elbow that comes off no good, and the rebound off for Redwood Valley again. Means into the front court. There's Berg again. Another three, no good. And the rebound off for Maple River. But the Eagles have only gotten off five shots in the game here. They've made three of them, though, a couple of threes, one each for the Polacheks. Here's another three-point try right side by Arden Polacek. That's off, no good. And the rebound to Redwood Valley. 10-8, Redwood leads on the North Star Aviation scoreboard. And there's a drive up the lane, and shot no good by Lang, but he's fouled on the play. And Brandon Lang's going to go to the line to shoot two as he's fouled by Arden Polacek. That's his first. And the second on Maple River. First free throw rims out on Lang, no good. Changes for Maple River now. Checking in for the Eagles, Avery Bergman, 6-foot freshman. And the other freshman, Cole Davis, 6-foot freshman, who lit it up the last Maple River game we did against New Richland with 8 3-pointers in that game. We'll see if he's on here today. The second free throw is no good again by Lang, and so the Eagles have it. Here's a shot, or it was good. Okay, 11-8. I thought he made that one, but they took a while to put the point up on the board. There's a shot right side, no good. Maple River back the other way, and it's Elway Berg, another three-pointer. And right away we can see Bird coming off the bench is their three-point guy. He's had a couple already. Here's a three at the other end. Davis, good. Cole Davis, hopefully he'll be hot again today. Davis with his first three. We mentioned he had eight against New Richland earlier this week. Left side, Means has it to the corner. Berg, another three is good. Holy cow, this guy can shoot. 9 points for Elway Berg. Three threes already. That one from the left corner. 17-11. Redwood leads by six. Here's Davis on a drive to the baseline. He's cut off. We'll dribble it back on top. Davis now gets it over to Aaron Polacek. Left out for a three. Good by Zach Trio. So Trio with the three, and the club's exchanging threes here. 17-14, Cardinals lead. Berg again rims it out this time from the right corner. Well, that guy's not afraid to shoot, and now a steal at half court. And the Cardinals have it back again. Hilliard has it on top, trying to drive against Trio. Goes to the corner. Here's Berg again, and he hits it again. He had a guy on him, too. That's 12 now. 4 3-pointers for Elway Berg off the bench here for the Cardinals. And that one almost stolen at half court again. Bad pass by Bergman there, but Aaron Polacek gets control of it. He drives to the basket and draws a foul, and Polacek will go to the line to shoot two. Quick action going back and forth here, and the threes are raining in here today. First foul of the game on Redwood Valley on Ethan Lawaji. And so Aaron Polacek to the line now for the Cardinals, and the first free throw is good. 6 points now for Aaron on the day. Oliver Smith's back in there. Hilliard comes out. Polacek now with his second free throw. 20-15. Cardinals lead the Eagles here on the North Star Aviation scoreboard, and the second free throw good by Polacek. He hit them both. He's got 7, 20-16. Redwood Valley has the lead. And there's a pass back to the top off the hands of Canyon Hicks, stolen away by Davis, who takes it the length of the floor and drives in there for a bucket and is fouled on the play. That was the second turnover on Redwood Valley. And yes, they have substituted into the game Canyon Hicks, a 5'9 junior. Foul was called on Lawaji again. That's his second. And the first free throw is good by Davis. 4 points now for Cole off the bench here for Maple River. And the second free throw on the way, good. Redwood Valley 20, Maple River 18 on the North Star Aviation scoreboard. 10:23 to go first half, and a three-pointer. Lucas Means dribbled into the front court, promptly stepped up to the top of the key and drains a three. He's got five. 23-18. Redwood can hit the threes. We see that already. Out on top, Aaron Polacek over to Trio. Trio spins up the right side of the lane. He got the ball caught on his hip, and he travels with it. That's the fifth turnover on Maple River now. And Redwood Valley will get it back again. 10 minutes to go in the half, 23-18. Smith penetrates, dishes to Berg, and he makes it again, and that's enough of that. Chad Osterman calls a timeout. He said, somebody guard this guy. Elway Berg with five threes in the first half, and the Cardinals now a 26-18 lead. We're back after this timeout.
Hi, this is Elizabeth with Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. We realize here at Elizabeth Chevrolet that the internet is the new way of shopping for vehicles. But what hasn't changed with us is the exceptional customer service before, during, and after the sale. Our goal is to make you a customer for life. At Elizabeth Chevrolet, it's our valued customers that have kept us in business for over 50 years. We invite you to stop in and see what we have to offer. As we've always said, take the drive. We're worth it. Elizabeth Chevrolet, Highway 15 South in Truman.
It takes a team effort to ensure a successful future. That's why M&M Insurance Agency, Fairmont Farmers Mutual, and Grinnell Mutual are celebrating the accomplishments of our student athletes across every sport. We recognize the dedication it takes to work and play hard. Your display of teamwork makes it easy to trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Grinnell Mutual agent at M&M Insurance Agency today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Back here in Redwood Valley, the Eagles inbounded and threw it away in the corner. Back at the other end, and the Cardinals' Elway Berg hits another three. Holy Toledo, I cannot believe this. That's six threes now already for him, and we aren't even halfway through the first half. 18 points for him, 29-18. Redwood's opened up an 11-point lead. He's feeling it for sure. I don't know if he shoots like this all the time, but he's on today. Means on a drive. Here's Berg in the corner. Berg has it stolen away. Eagles get that one back after they had turned it over. And now a three by Davis misses at the other end. Rebound to Redwood on the fast break. Ahead to Hilliard, and he dribbles into the lane. Foul called on Maple River. And that one is going to be on Davis. That's his first and the third on Maple River. Out to Berg on the inbound. He missed one. Holy cow, he can miss. That's only about the second three he's missed here, and he's taken it 10 shots or so here. Eight of them anyway. He's got six threes. I think he's 6 for 8 from three-point range. That's pretty good. Eagle ball now. Trio, left side, Davis. Got to get Davis hot here. Oh, no, he got it stolen away from him by Means. Means takes it in. He tried to bounce it off the board for Hilliard, and it didn't work. He went in, he flipped it off the board for Hilliard to come behind him and jam it home, but Hilliard couldn't time it right. And now the Eagles turn it over again as they go into the front court. They got to cut that out. That's 8 turnovers on Maple River. Redwood Valley leading 29-18 on the North Star Aviation scoreboard. 8:13 left to go here in the first half. Smith into the front court for the Cardinals. Hands it off to Means. Means around to the free throw line, drives in, and a travel call on him. Fourth turnover on Redwood Valley. I questioned that travel call there, too. So did Aaron Lindahl from Redwood Valley, their coach. Eagles get the ball, though. A little bit of backcourt pressure. 2-2-1 press here for the Cardinals, and it's knocked away in the backcourt. And it went off of Arden Polacek, so that'll be turnover number 9 on Maple River. Redwood inbounds. Lucas Means. Off now to Lawaji to the corner left side. And a three-pointer good by Lucas Means. And they can shoot from the perimeter. There's no doubt about that. Maple River ball back the other way. Here's a drive on the baseline. Arden Polacek draws a foul. And it's going to be on Brandon Lang, I believe. That'll be his first. Third team foul on Redwood Valley. And the Eagles inbound from underneath. Aaron Polacek gets it into Arden. Arden dribbles around to the top. Oop, there's a double dribble as he got tangled up on the defender out there. Turnover number 10 on Maple River. Wow. Officials talking things over here. So they'll inbound on the sideline here. Cardinal ball. Smith takes the inbounds pass. Drives left side. Gets it back to Means. Means drives around. Spins. Fade away. Can't get it. Rebound. Kicked out of bounds off of Redwood Valley. So that'll belong to Maple River. 7:09 left to go here in the first half. Redwood Valley's opened up a 32-18 lead on Maple River here on the North Star Aviation scoreboard. Cross the line. They get past the pressure this time into the front court. Davis lost the dribble again. And now it is tipped out of bounds by Ethan Lawaji. So it'll stay Maple River ball. Eagles a little bit sloppy on the passing here. They've turned it over a number of times once they've gotten it into the front court. On top, Aaron Polachek has it now. Polachek. Still on the dribble. Gets it back. Here's a three-point try. No good by Avery Bergman. And the rebound off for Redwood Valley. They quickly get it into the front court. Smith leaves it back for Lawaji. Back on top. Hilliard has it. He drives in. Got it. And the foul. And Hilliard is quick. Wow, that was a quick first move by Isaiah Dow Hilliard. He gets the bucket and is fouled on the play. It's on Wyatt Burr, his first, and the fourth on the Eagles. Hilliard goes to the line to try to complete the three-point play. And here is his free throw. It is good. 6 points now for Hilliard today. 35-18. Redwood continues to open up the lead, and they are putting the backcourt pressure on. And a foul in the backcourt called on Lucas Means. First on him, that's four on the Cardinals now. Eagles will inbound on the sideline. The Eagles are definitely having some trouble with this backcourt pressure, too. Inbounded, Aaron Polachek has it out on top. Polachek to the elbow, left side, off for Trio. Now Arden Polachek down underneath. Nice work there. They got Burr inside his defender, and he finally gets his first two of the night. 35-20 now. Cardinal ball into the front court. Means has it. And he gets it over to Berg. Elway Berg, who has six threes here in the first half for Redwood Valley. To Hilliard. Berg now drives in. And he shoots off the glass. Good. Got a two-pointer that time. 20 points for Berg here in the first half. Wow. He's had it. Heck of a game here. 20 out of the 37 the Cardinals have. Down inside, Burr again. Nice move underneath his defender for the layup. And so Burr got the bucket there, but there's a whistle after the basket, I guess. So what do we got here? I don't even know what we got. The basket's good. 4 points for Burr, and it's 37-22. Not sure what that was about. 5:10 left to go here in the first half. Redwood Valley ball. Smith on the right side. Gets it off to Hilliard. He lost it for a moment, but gets it back. Hilliard to Means now. Means penetrates right side. Dishes to the corner. And Smith has it back to Hilliard. Hilliard down inside, back out to the corner. Berg, oh boy, that one almost went in and out that time. And the rebound knocked out on the far side. Saved, though, nicely there by Aaron Polachek to Arden, and he'll dribble it up. Gets it over to Trio. Trio dumps it underneath to Burr. Now underneath Arden. Nope, that's Aaron Polachek, and he gets the bucket. 9 points now for Aaron Polachek. Means for the Cardinals. He shoots the three and got it. Lucas Means now with three threes. He's got 11. And it's 40-24. Redwood Valley with the lead. Eagles across the line. Over to the corner left side. Arden Polachek trying to bounce it into Burr, but it's stolen away. 11th turnover on the Eagles. Means brings it up. Means on the left side, drives to the baseline, throws it all the way across to the corner to Smith. Now Berg. Berg tries to penetrate a little bit. He gets it into Hilliard, and they'll reset as they get it back on top. 14 seconds on the shot clock. Means drives, spins, shoots in front, no good. Rebound Burr. And up the floor comes Trio. Left side, long three is off for Arden Polachek. And the rebound to Redwood Valley. Means into the front court. to Hilliard. He'll shoot the three. That's no good from the right, near the right corner. Rebound off for Maple River. Up on the far side, Aaron Polacek drives in, and a blocking foul called on Hilliard. First on Hilliard, that is the fifth team foul on Redwood Valley. And the Eagles will inbound from underneath. 40-24. Redwood Valley with the lead on the North Star Aviation scoreboard. Eagles need to get something going here. Here's a three. Good, that'll help. Arden Polacek hits the three. He's got 6 points now. Now they got to get some stops here. 40-27. Here's Means, left corner. Lawaji around to the right side. Berg, three-pointer. Good again. 7 threes now for Elway Berg. And it is a 43-27 lead. This guy is just deadly. And, I mean, Maple River's getting guys out on him, but he's hitting them anyway. I think he's missed two. So what is he, 7 of 9 or something like that from three-point range? And so Maple River now with the ball on top. Here's a three-point try. No good by Aaron Polacek. And the rebound off for the Eagles. And Means tried a really nifty half-court bounce pass there, but it didn't work. Got away from Lawaji out of bounds. That'll be their fifth turnover. That would have been nifty if that would have worked. I saw what he was trying to do there. And it was a nice try. Eagles get it back now. They'll face some backcourt pressure again from Redwood Valley here. Polacek over to Trio. Back to Aaron Polacek. Polacek drives into the lane. Spins. Lost the ball. 12 turnovers on Maple River. And all the way to the other end. Hilliard goes up. He got behind the defense on the fast break. And he's fouled on the play. Didn't make the shot, but he's going to go to the line to shoot two. And the foul's on Zach Trio. That's his first. That's five on Maple River now, but this is two shots here for Isaiah Dow Hilliard. And the first free throw is good. Seven for Hilliard in the game. And the second free throw, good. Hilliard hits them both. 45-27. Redwood Valley leading. 1:57 left to go in the first half. Here's a nice bounce pass underneath for Burr, and he couldn't quite get the shot to go, but he is fouled. And Burr's going to go to the line to shoot two. Smith got the foul, his first and the sixth now on Redwood Valley. Wyatt Burr, who's been held in check pretty good here in the first half with 4 points. And the first free throw good by Burr. Checking in for Maple River now for the first time here to this afternoon. Gavin Halverson, 5'11 junior. And the second free throw good. Burr hits them both. 6 points for him. 45-29, minute 50 to go in the first half on the North Star Aviation scoreboard. Redwood Valley ball, left corner. Hilliard gets it in to Lang, kicked out. There's a three-point shot, good. Boy, they can all hit him. That's Oliver Smith that time. 5 points for him now. And the Eagles in the backcourt with some pressure again. They get it across the line to Gavin Halverson. Halverson, nice bounce pass to Burr underneath for the layup, and they break the press beautifully that time. 8 points now for Wyatt Burr. 48-31 the score. Redwood corner, three-pointer, good. Guess who? Elway Berg again. Berg has 8 threes here in the first half. There's a steal at half court, and the pass to Hilliard over his head, and they exchange turnovers. And the Eagles will get it back. Elway Berg, 2, 3, 4, 5, make sure I got that right. Yeah, 8 threes, 26 points here in the first half. This guy, I mean, holy cow. Can he keep up that pace? I wonder, I don't even know. start getting into double digits in three-pointers, that's pretty good. Eagles have it knocked away on the near side. They inbound now. And on top, Trio has it. Around to the left wing. Aaron Polachek into Burr. They've had some success getting into him. Now back out. Davis hits the three. Cole Davis with his second three. That's 8 points for him. 51-34, 30 seconds to go in the half. Corner left side. Hilliard has it. Long, high cross-court pass over to Smith. On top, Means back over. Hilliard from the three-point range drives in. He tried to jam that one and in traffic, and he goes down. That's a foul on Maple River. Zach Trio gets the foul, his second. Six on Maple River now, and Hilliard to the line to shoot two again. First free throw on the way is good. Actually, that foul, I guess, was before the shot. Oh, wait, did he make that? I got to add this up here. I didn't think the basket went in, but it was a three-point play. There's a try at a two-handed jam off the steal. Means to Hilliard, and it's no good. Maple River back the other way, stolen away again. 15 turnovers here in the first half on Maple River, and that is not helping, but the buzzer keeps Redwood from turning that one into another bucket. Halftime, and it ain't good for Maple River, that's for sure. Redwood Valley leads it 54-34 here at halftime on the North Star Aviation Scoreboard. Halftime report coming up in a moment.
Caduce Tire of Mapleton provides quality tires and service. They have light truck, semi, and agricultural tires and service on the farm. Caduce Tire is a proud supporter of the Maple River Schools, its students, academics, and athletics, and would like to say good luck to the Maple River Eagles. If you're looking to improve your health and well-being, look no further than Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic in Mapleton. Dr. Jordan Stenzel is passionate about helping patients achieve optimal health and wellness. He offers a wide range of services, including chiropractic, rehab, shockwave therapy, laser therapy, and more, plus innovative research-based programs for peripheral neuropathy, infertility, brain health, and plantar fasciitis. Live a healthier, pain-free life. Call Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic today at 507-524-4000. Or schedule online at stenzelchiropractic.com.
Norda's American Homes, the lifetime of living.
Hi, this is Shannon. Norda's has been designing and building custom homes in the Upper Midwest since 1949. We take pride in our custom designs, innovation, and craftsmanship. Norda's American Homes in Minnesota Lake accommodates new ideas, new challenges, and we offer the latest technology. Visit us at nordishomes.com. Build your dream home with Nordis.
Maggie J's, a premier restaurant and bar that offers a casual dining experience for people of all ages. Maggie J's offers breakfast and has daily lunch specials with dinner available on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. Maggie J's specializes in homemade batters, sauces, and great service. They have a full menu containing a variety of American food choices. Not hungry? No problem. Maggie J's has a full-service bar. You'll find Maggie J's on Main Street in downtown Mapleton, and make sure and check their Facebook page for their daily specials.
It's boat show time, and it's a perfect time to start working on that summer memory maker. Hi, Josh here with Mapleton Marine, and we have the best and biggest savings of the year going on now. Need a Crestliner boat or South Bay pontoon? Mapleton Marine has that. Need a Mercury motor? Mapleton Marine has that. Does your dock or lift need a makeover? Mapleton Marine can do that. So get down to Mapleton Marine now for boat show pricing and start showing off your memory maker this summer. Mapleton Marine, Highway 22 in Mapleton, and MapletonMarine.com. After all, life is better on a boat.
Back here at Redwood Falls, Redwood Valley High School, and the Cardinals putting on a pretty good show here this afternoon. They lead Maple River 54-34. Time for our Hodges Halftime Report, brought to you by the Boyce Hodges Insurance Agency of Winnebago. See Lee Hodges for all your insurance needs. And Elway Berg has been a big story in this game, coming off the bench and draining threes everywhere for Redwood Valley here today. We'll talk about it and take a look at the first half numbers after this from Hodges Insurance.
This is Lee Hodges from the Hodges Insurance Agency. If you're looking for a competitive quote on your insurance coverage, don't stand on the sidelines. Get a quote from the Hodges Insurance Agency. We specialize in auto, home, life, health, and farm insurance. In fact, we have coverage for anything you own. For insurance protection you can rely on and prompt claim service, call the right place. Call the Hodges Insurance Agency in Winnebago at 893-3195.
Well, here's the numbers from the first half, starting with Maple River. It is Aaron Polachek leading the scoring with 9 points in the first half. Wyatt Burr has 8. Cole Davis off the bench with 8. Arden Polachek with 6 and 3 for Zach Trio for the Eagles' total of 34. For Redwood Valley, Elway Berg, 8 three-pointers in the first half alone. And he has 26 points here at halftime. And he's not even a starter. Elway Berg, 26. What a job by him off the bench. Isaiah Dow-Hilliard has 11. Lucas Means with 11. Brandon Lang with 1. And Oliver Smith with 5 for their total of 54. Redwood Valley, 17 of 33 in the first half. 51% from the floor. 6 of 8 for the line. 75% and 6 turnovers. Maple River only got 19 shots off in the first half. That's a big factor here because 33 shots by Redwood. 11 of 19, 58%, and 6 of 6 from the line, but 15 turnovers in the first half on Maple River. There you go. That's your halftime report, again brought to you by Hodges Insurance. Call Lee at 893-3195 for all your insurance needs at the Boyce Hodges Insurance Agency. We'll be back. Halftime coming up, more in just a moment.
Stayline Cooperative recognizes area FFA chapters as we celebrate National FFA Week. Their mission is to make a positive difference in the lives of students by developing their potential for premier leadership, personal growth, and career success through agricultural education. We appreciate students, faculty, alumni, and supporters of FFA. These students represent agriculture as future leaders of the industry. Stateline wishes you all success as you develop your individual talents and tools necessary to achieve your goals. This is Kim Fay for Stateline Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
Bash CRT Insurance Agency is proud to support Maple River activities and their students. They provide insurance services for the Maple River area and beyond, including auto, home, life, health, and specializing in crop insurance and farm property coverage. Call Jeff, Derek, or Nathan Moore to compare your existing coverage today. Bash CRT Insurance Agency, with offices located in Amboy and Mapleton.
Back here at Redwood Valley, and the Eagles got some work to do to get back into this one, down 54-34. Eric Ward joining us here at halftime, and hey, Redwood Valley's they're pretty good, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, when you turn the ball over right to them, it makes life easier. And well, that, I don't know if you could see it from up here, but did they miss any of those threes?
A couple. Elway Berg off the bench had 8 threes, 26 points. I think he missed 2, if I remember right.
Yeah, I mean,
He's 8 of 10 or something.
Right, I mean, 8 threes in the first half, and when those turnovers, I mean, yeah. An adjustment certainly has to be made.
Well, what's going on with that here, Eric? Because you've had 15 turnovers in the first half.
Right, which is uncharacteristic. I think when we got down early, then they start pressing instead of just, you know, locking in and making consistent stops. They're trying to, you know, the press isn't that great. You just got to be patient working around, and we didn't do that in the first half.
Right. It's just bothersome is what it is, and you get it into the front court, and then it just sort of messes up everything, and you turn it over. That's what's sort of happening, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, if you just reverse the ball a couple times, they're just really trying to slow you down a little bit. So maybe you know, you get across half court, and you only maybe have 20 seconds, which is still plenty of time. So we just need to relax and make the passes we're supposed to.
All right. Got to get some stops. And got to get some points going here. What do you guys talk about? What are you going to do this second half?
Yeah, the only way you can do that is to stack stops, you know, stop after stop after stop. And I think we're just going to look forward to see what kind of energy we can bring in the second half and make sure we have no quit.
All right. Thanks, Eric, for coming up. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks.
All right. That's Eric Ward. And we're back with more at halftime here. Maple River, Redwood Valley coming up after this timeout.
Now's a good time to think about drainage in your fields. Granger Tiling of Minnesota Lake has over 30 years of experience, and they can design the best performing drainage system for your farm. Data shows that drainage is the best investment a producer can make. Even with the dry weather this year, a properly installed tiling system from Granger Tiling should still be a top priority. It's a key to staying competitive, and tile prices are actually lower than they were in the spring. Call the office at 507-462-3299 or Mark at 507-327-9465 today to discuss your drainage project with Granger Tiling of Minnesota Lake.
Even though it doesn't feel like it, spring is coming soon. Spring merchandise will be arriving, and Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center needs to make room. So they're having a winter sale. Come on down and save 10 to 50% on select in-store winter items, including gloves and mittens, Carhartt coats, jackets and bibs, Kamek men's, women's and kids' snow boots, and so much more. Come on down and save during the winter sale at Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
Kilty's Market in Mapleton is your full-service grocery store, including carry-out service. Check out the meat department featuring certified Angus brand beef and Hormel brand pork. Plus, Kilty's Market is known for their delicious recipe smokehouse products with several flavors of cooked brats, Polish sausage, beef sticks, and much more. Whether it's snacks like pizza or chips or fresh produce, you'll find it at Kilty's. They even have a large selection of greeting cards, and they keep adding new items every day. If they don't have it, just ask and they'll get it. That's Kilty's Market in Mapleton.
Do you know where to find top healthcare for you and your family? The best is closer than you think. United Hospital District has been named one of America's best hospitals in 2023 for the category of under 25 beds by the Women's Choice Award, the trusted referral source for women. Only those hospitals that go above and beyond on care and attention earn this recognition, and we couldn't be prouder to have made the list. Now you can receive the best level of care right here close to home. Visit UHD.org to learn more. UHD, committed to care, committed to you.
We're back here in Redwood Falls, ready to go second half. Maple River gets the ball first, and they've got to try to get off to a good start and see what they can do to get back in this. There's a nice pass, and they've had success with that, and they got it into Wyatt Burr for the bucket. 10 points for Wyatt. Good start there. Down by 20, now 18. Here's Hilliard on a runner. He gets it in front. Very athletic young man there. Isaiah Dow Hilliard, 13 points for him in the first half. 56-36. Redwood Valley leads North Star Aviation scoreboard, and the Eagles have the ball. Right side, Burr out on the right wing to Trio, and he lost the ball. Means with the steal. 16 turnovers. Means takes it to Hilliard underneath, and he lays it in, and these guys are really good once they steal it from you on the transition. 15 for Hilliard. 58-36, right side, Arden Polacek. Nice bounce pass over to Healy. His shot up, rejected by Lang. And the Eagles will inbound from underneath. Good block on the shot there by Brandon Lang for Redwood Valley. Eagles inbound, right side, Arden Polacek. Gets it to Aaron. He'll drive in. His shot won't go as he tried to flip it up on a little runner. Now a long three by Means at the other end. No good. Rebound to Redwood Valley, though. Means knew he had guys under the basket there. That's why he took that long three there, and they do get the offensive rebound. Here's the drive and shot by Lawaji. It comes off. No good. And Maple River on the rebound. Burr will bring it up. Gets it to the right side. Here's a three-point try. Good by Aaron Polacek. 12 points now for Aaron Polacek, and quickly back the other way, and a drive by Lawaji for the bucket, and he's fouled on the play by Burr. That's his second. First on Maple River here in the half, and Lawaji now with a chance for a three-point play. It's out, no good. He missed it. Rebound, Maple River. Eagle ball into the front court. Left side, Aaron Polacek. Polacek gets it off now to Burr underneath. He spins in the lane, but his shot in front, no good. Rebound, Redwood Valley. Out on top with it is Lawaji off to Hilliard. Hilliard, very quick first step, drives into the lane, but they defend it very well. Trio, nice job there. And the ball comes loose. The Eagles come up with it. Arden Polacek into the front court. Left side, Aaron Polacek tries a reverse layup, and he almost got it. But it wouldn't go. He was a little far under there, and the rebound off for Redwood Valley. Means drives in, kicks it back out, around to Hilliard. Hilliard jump step in the lane, shot up, no good. And the rebound, grabbed and then a travel call. Lang came down with it on his back and is called for traveling. And we got a technical foul called here on the Redwood Valley bench, maybe? That was fast. Aaron Lindahl was up chattering over there. Is that who they gave it to, or was it a player on the floor? I'm not sure. But it's a technical foul on Redwood Valley, and there's going to be free throws coming and the ball for Maple River, I believe. So Aaron Polacek is going to go to the line to shoot the free throws. I don't think that was on Lindahl. He had barely gotten up there. But anyway, it's a technical on Redwood Valley. Here's the first free throw, good by Aaron Polacek. The Polacek boys have this sort of sidewinder shooting method here that seems to work, but it's a little bit unorthodoxed. 14 for Polacek now, and now Maple River gets the ball as Aaron makes both free throws. And Eagles inbound, backcourt trio on the dribble. 60-41 on the North Star Aviation scoreboard. Redwood Valley still comfortably in front as of now. Trio, right wing, back out. Here's a three-pointer. Oh, no good by Aaron Polacek. That would have been a nice five-point swing there. And now we have another whistle. We have an offensive foul called on Means. And a timeout, Redwood Valley. Aaron Lindahl wants to take the air out of this business here because they've had a couple of interesting calls on Redwood here. 60-41, Redwood Valley leading Maple River on the North Star Aviation scoreboard, and we're back in a moment.
Get the most out of your vehicle with full-service maintenance, tires, and repairs from D&K Tire Service. They're your complete tire headquarters for passenger tires to farm tires, including on-the-farm service, and they sell all major brands. Regular maintenance is one of the most important things you can do to extend the life of your vehicle. And at D&K Tire Service, they'll help you keep your equipment running smoothly. Call for your appointment today at D&K Tire Service of Amboy, Lake Crystal, and Truman.
A little over 4 months ago, I started my weight loss journey with some help from TAFE Wellness Center and their cutting-edge approach with tirzepatide. Weighing in at 166 pounds, I started my weekly injections from the recommended three-month program. In that time, not only did I lose almost 30 pounds, I also lost 22 total inches. My body fat dropped 5.9% and my BMI dropped 3.1. So in that three short months, I gained a lot of confidence and a new outlook on life. I have now been off the injections for over a month and am maintaining my weight loss.
TAFE Wellness Center. Take charge of your health.
Back here in Redwood Valley, 60-41, 15 minutes to go here in the first half. Eagles have the ball. And a lot of ground to make up. Pass down underneath, nicely done. They get it to Burr again. That's a dozen for him. That's where most of the success has come for Maple River here today. It's getting those passes into the low block to Burr. And now Redwood Valley with the ball back the other way. Smith out on top, drives up the left side, and that one rims out, no good. Rebound for Maple River. Eagles get a stop there. Aaron Polacek around to the left side, left corner now. Arden Polacek back out, Burr for three, and it rims out, no good. Rebound off for Redwood Valley, and they're very good in transition. Here they are into the front court. Dumped out underneath, shot up, good. Trailing the play, Brandon Lang gets the pass, gets the bucket, and the foul. And the foul is called on Arden Polacek, his second. Lang will try to complete the three-point play. Just when you think you're making a little ground, then that happens. Rebound for Maple River off the missed free throw. So Lang is not able to complete the three-point play. Eagles have the ball. Round to the top. Arden Polacek down underneath. Here's Healy, kicks it out. Right wing, Aaron Polacek drives and shoots in front and got it. Nice drive and bucket there by Aaron Polacek. He's been pretty good today. 16 for him on the day, 62-45. Redwood Valley ball, Smith right side. Hilliard tries a three. It's short, no good. Rebound grabbed by Maple River. Aaron Polacek into the front court. Left corner, here's a three. Good by Arden Polacek. Nine for him, and the Eagles closing the gap a bit. 62-48, 13:27 to go on the North Star Aviation scoreboard. Right side, here's a drive by Hilliard. Kicked out to Berg. He missed it. And the rebound. That we haven't said that very often here. Rebound, though, came out to Redwood Valley, and now a foul on Maple River on Trio, I think. Cole Davis is going to come in. Healy comes out. Davis in, and that was the third foul on Trio. Third on them as a team this half as well. And on the inbound underneath, there's a violation by Redwood Valley going over the line on the inbound. So Maple River's going to get it back again. They were down by 20, I think, has been the biggest margin. Bucket here would get them back within 12. They have it. Here's Davis for three. Good from the right corner. How about that? Within 11 now, 62-51. The Eagles have trimmed 9 off the lead. And Redwood Valley's tempo seems to be hampered a little bit here. Maple River being better at being a little patient here against the pressure. Here's a drive and a offensive. That was a travel call on Berg. And it's turned back over to Maple River again. And the Eagles have it back. Here's that pressure now again. 1-2-2 press here by Redwood Valley. Let's see how the Eagles handle it if they do a little better job. Yeah, they get it across the line. Now hanging in there, trying to be patient. Burr down underneath, backing his way to the basket. Shoots in front and got it. Wyatt Berg. Wyatt Burr, that is. 14 for him, and it's a 9-point game now after a 20-point deficit not so long ago. Redwood Valley ball, Smith in the left corner, gets it off to Berg. Berg's been red hot, but he hasn't done anything yet this half. Off for Means. Means with a long three. That comes off no good. Rebound on the floor. Get on the floor and get that ball. Hilliard, though, gets it for Redwood Valley. Drive into the lane, Smith. Back out, here's Berg again, and he missed it again. Rebound, Maple River, so Berg not draining everything now. And here come the Eagles. Left corner, Davis with the three, and it's short, no good. Rebound, boy, that really would have lit up the Maple River fans. And Redwood Valley on the rebound brings it up. 11:34 left to go in the game. 62-53, Redwood Valley with the lead on the North Star Aviation scoreboard, but the lead of 20 has been cut to 9. Redwood Valley ball. Left side. Here's Smith. Smith with 10 seconds on the shot clock. Lost the handle for a moment. Now Means 6 seconds. Kicked back out and tipped out of bounds off of Maple River. And Redwood Valley will inbound on the sideline. They have just 4 seconds left on the shot clock here. 4 on the shot clock. 11:11 left to go in the game. And the Redwood Valley Cardinals inbound, and they lost the handle, and the shot clock goes off, and it'll be Maple River ball. Shot clock violation, and Maple River gets it. Chance to cut into the lead a little bit more. Here's Aaron Polacek into the front court. Aaron to his brother Arden, back out on top. And around now, Aaron Polacek again. Right side, Davis for three, and it comes off no good. Put back, Trio! Oh! He was right there, and he didn't get it down. And the rebound off to Redwood Valley. Here's Means on the drive, and a whistle, a foul called. I think Arden Polacek got him on the drive there. Must be Aaron Polachek instead that got it, not Arden. First on Aaron and four on Maple River now. Redwood inbounds underneath. Out on top, Means has it. Means inside, Lang from in front. That rims out, no good. Boy, the Eagles are getting some breaks on missed shots here. They got to capitalize here into the front court now. The Polachek brothers playing catch on the left side. And now Arden has it. Arden trying to get it over to Davis, and it's knocked away by Oliver Smith out of bounds. That'll stay Maple River ball. They'll inbound near side. 19 on the shot clock. Inbounded by Trio to the backcourt for Aaron Polachek. Lawaji right on him. Dribbles up right side. Gets it off now to Trio, to Arden Polachek, and Means with a foul out on top. Lucas Means picks up his third foul. That's the second, or third, excuse me. That's his third, actually. Yeah. His third foul. And the third team foul on the Cardinals here in the half. Inbounded by the Eagles underneath Burr. Burr goes to the basket. Got it, and the foul. Wyatt Burr with the bucket and a chance for a three-point play. They're going to call the foul on Elway Berg. He disagrees, but it's going to be a three-point opportunity for Burr. 62-55. The Eagles are coming. And the second free throw after the basket, no good by Burr. Went out of bounds off of Redwood Valley underneath. And the Eagles a chance for a four-point play now if they can just get a bucket here. Or five with a three would be nice. Aaron Polachek will put it in. Polachek looking. And, crap, did he use up 5 seconds that fast? I guess he did. 5 second call. Didn't get it in time. And it goes right back to Redwood Valley. Missed opportunity there for the Eagles. Here comes the Cardinals now. Hilliard. They haven't scored for a while. Hilliard spinning in the lane. Shoots in front. And finally they do get a bucket there. 17 now for Isaiah Dow Hilliard. And it's 64-55. Eagles get it across the line. Arden Polachek on top, around to the corner. Cole Davis back on top now. Aaron Polachek. Aaron, left side, gets it back on top. Now right side, Davis, and that comes off no good. Rebound off for Redwood Valley. Into the front court. Means has it, off for Hilliard. Hilliard to Oliver Smith on top. He drives in and got the bucket and the foul. Oh, boy. Now Redwood starting to extend the lead again, and they have another three-point opportunity. 7 points now for Oliver Smith. Fouls on Burr. That's his third. And the fifth foul on Maple River. Here's Smith now to the line to try to complete it. He does. Three-point play is successful. 8 points now for Oliver Smith. 67-55. Redwood Valley leading on the North Star Aviation scoreboard. Into the front court, Maple River. Nice pass underneath, and Healy gets the bucket. What a feed by Trio there. Carson Healy with his first two of the game. Redwood Valley ball now. Smith right side to Berg. Berg drives in, shoots in front. Got it. Elway Berg, who had 26 on 8 threes in the first half, scores his first points in this half. He has 28 now. And Maple River up the floor. Left side, Polachek. Down to the corner, Davis open for a three, and he can't get it to go. Rebound tipped out by Healy, but right to Hilliard. Hilliard brings it up for Redwood Valley, drops it for Brandon Lang, and he streaks right up the lane for a bucket. 5 points now for Brandon Lang. Timeout, Maple River. 8:15 left to go in the game. Redwood Valley extends the lead back to a 71-57 lead over Maple River on the North Star Aviation scoreboard. We're back in a moment.
call Bear Hardwood Floors of Mapleton for hardwood floor install, refinish, and resurfacing. With Bear Hardwood Floors, you can trust that you'll know what kind of service you're getting ahead of time. Quality work done on time. Call Ryan at 507-380-4312 today for your free estimate. Get your floors looking great with affordable and professional service from Bear Hardwood Floors of Mapleton. The Maple River Basketball Association wishes the Eagles good luck in today's game. They support Maple River basketball in grades K through 12 with fundraisers to help athletes compete at the highest level. Money raised is used to fund youth camps and tournaments, uniforms for all levels, practice gear, summer league basketball, and more. And you can help by supporting these fundraisers, including the golf tournament held every June. Contact Eric Ward to find out more or to become involved with the Maple River Basketball Association.
We're back here at Redwood Falls. 8:15 left to go in the ball game, and the Eagles had made a pretty good run there. They had it down to 62-55, I think it was. And they had a chance to score even. They had it down to 9 points, could have cut it to 7. They had a couple opportunities to do that, but then Redwood went on a run. Now the Eagles ball. And nice working into Burr again for another turnaround shot. Good. Burr having a nice second half. He's got 10 this half, 18 in the game now. And here come the Cardinals. Drive by Hilliard. That shot comes off no good. Rebound Maple River. Aaron Polachek over to the left side. Trio for three. Good. And Zach Trio hits another three. That's six for him. And it's now down to 9 again. 71-62. And here's Redwood Valley's jump step in the lane for Berg. His shot no good, but a foul. And he'll go to the line. Elway Berg. Just keep thinking of the Jetsons every time I say Elway Berg. That was Elroy, not Elway. I bet he named him after John Elway. That's what his dad did. Here's the free throw. Short, no good. I bet his dad's a John Elway fan, I bet. First free throw, no good, though, by Elway Berg. He's had a heck of a game. 28 points, 8 threes in the first half. Here's the second free throw. Good. And so 29 now for Elway. And the Eagles inbound backcourt. Back the other way. Eagles get it across the line. Inside to Burr again. Burr back out. Three for Trio. Can't get it to go. Boy, that would have been a big one there. And the rebound off for Redwood Valley. Eagles have had some chances here to cut into this, but they just haven't been able to score after the stops. And they had a couple times that where they did that earlier this half. Here's a three. Rims out from the top by Hilliard. Wow, that one was a toilet seater. That was a tight spin on that one, and it lipped out. Maple River back the other way. Aaron Polachek round to the right side. Gets it off to Arden. Back to Aaron. Left side. Trio's open for a three again, and he gets it again. Zach Trio hits the three. They're leaving him open. 9 points for him, and it's 72-65. 7-point lead now. Oh, and a steal at the other end by Maple River. Means lost the dribble. Here comes the Eagles. Aaron Polachek into the front court. Right side, Trio. Trio to Davis. Davis off for Arden Polachek. Now over to Trio again. Back to Arden Polachek. Oh, and that was Aaron Polachek. He lost the ball. And here comes Redwood back the other way. Wow, that would have been a great opportunity to trim it more. Now a long three. Oh, geez, that's a dagger right there. Lucas Means drains the three from the top of the key. That's 14 for him now. 75-65, back to a 10-point lead. Still time, though. 5:44 to go on the North Star Aviation scoreboard, and Davis hits a three at the other end to answer that one. 14 for Cole now off the bench. Down to 7 again. 75-68. Bounce pass in. Lang reversed back. Hilliard drives into the lane with that quick first step of his, and he spins and lays it in. Nice move again by Isaiah Dow Hilliard. And that's 19 for him on the night, on the day here now. Here's Maple River back the other way. Aaron Polacek has it out on top. Left side trio into Burr this time. He kicks it out to the corner. And a three for Arden Polacek. Won't go, though. And the rebound to Redwood Valley. Cardinal ball, Means into the front court. Means dumps it down underneath. And that one lost on the dribble. And on a fast break and a layup and a foul. They got it to Aaron Polacek for the bucket. I think Arden was the one that passed it to him, and he'll have a chance for the and one here. Foul on Means. That's his fourth foul and the fifth on the Cardinals. And so Aaron Polacek to the line, a chance to cut the lead to seven or to six here with this one. .18 on the day, make it 19. He makes the free throw. It's a 6-point lead. Redwood Valley led by 20 at halftime and from a good chair at the beginning of the second half, but now it's down to six, and another turnover on a bounce pass inside to Hilliard. He lost it out of bounds. And the Eagles are going to get it back again with 4:38 left to go in the game. 77-71, Redwood Valley with the lead on the North Star Aviation scoreboard. And the Eagles inbound in the backcourt, and almost stolen away there, but a foul called on Lang. Brandon Lang with the foul, that's his second. Six team fouls, one more to the bonus here for Maple River. Eagles will inbound on the sideline. They get it in to Arden Polacek. Arden off to Aaron. Aaron on top. Back to Arden Polacek, right side Davis. Davis back to Arden, back to Aaron. Down to five on the shot clock. Got to do something. 2 seconds. Shoot it. Oh, he got it off, but it's no good. He did get it off with 1 second on the shot clock. But it didn't go. That was Aaron Polacek with the shot. Rebound, Redwood. Oh, Berg lost the handle in the lane, and it's tied up by Trio. Jump ball is called, and the arrow goes to Redwood Valley. They'll inbound under their own basket. Down to 3:57 to go in the game. 77-71, Cardinals lead. Well, if nothing else, Maple River has played a much better second half here. Here's Means on the inbounds. Drops it for Berg. Three-pointer. Good. You knew he was going to hit one of them sooner or later. 32 now for Elway Berg. And back the other way, the Eagles. They need an answer to that one. Davis in the right corner. Passes on a three, but he had a guy on him. Left side trio. Trio on the wing. Bounce pass into Burr. Burr trying to work against and does. Shoots in front. Another foul on Lang, working against Burr in there. That's a pretty good battle going on down low. Burr against Lang here, and Lang had a tough time kind of stopping Burr. Oh, we got a technical foul now called again on Redwood Valley. Holy cow, that's big right here. 80-71 with 3:25 to go. Cardinals lead. So Burr was fouled. He's got free throws coming. And then there's a technical here, which would be two more, I believe. Let me see how this pans out here, but holy cow. So here's Burr to the line for his free throws. Wyatt's first one is good. That's 19 now for Wyatt Burr. Make it 20 with this one, and he does. 20 points now for Burr. And now here comes the technical foul free throws for Aaron Polacek. Wow, and they'll get the ball after this too. Here's the first one. Good by Aaron Polacek. And here comes the second one. This will cut it to five if he can make this one. And he does. What a swing here. This could end up being a 6 or 7 point swing right here. So Burr hits both. Polacek hits both. 80 to 75, shouldn't it be? Yep, 80. They just put it up. 325, and now Maple River ball. 322 left to go as Polacek brings it into the front court. Davis right side, reversed around. Arden Polacek. Arden looking. Now back out on top. Arden Polacek on the dribble. Over to Aaron. They're going to pull it out and reset here. 15 on the shot clock. Aaron Polacek drives over to Burr. Left corner now. Trio on a runner. Can't get it to go. And Redwood Valley on the rebound. Oh, that would have been beautiful. Still a 5-point game, though. Plenty of time. 2:50 left to go. Pass in the lane. Now to the corner right side. Lawaji drives in. Lawaji's shot no good, but a foul. And Lawaji to the line to shoot two. Maple River foul is on Cole Davis. And that is his third. And the first free throw is good by Lawaji. 3 points now for Ethan Lawaji. And he makes the second one as well. So they're both good. 82-75, 2:40 left to go. Eagle ball trying to trap at half court. They pass over it. Davis for three. Good from the right corner. Cole Davis hits the three, and it is a 4-point game. 82-78, 2:26 left to go. Means he'll try the three from way out on top. That's no good, and Burr grabs the rebound. Here come the Eagles down by four. 2:16 left to go in the game. Aaron Polacek into the front court. Polacek right side. Now back to him in the corner. Polacek dribbles around to the right wing. Reversed around. Trio now Davis. Davis, bounce pass into Burr. Burr up over traffic, and he gets it to go. Wyatt Burr now with 22, and it's a 2-point game. And Redwood Valley has the ball. 1:50 left to go. What a comeback by Maple River here this afternoon. Out on top. There's a shot underneath. Oh, a pass underneath, and it's tipped away from Brandon Lang. And here come the Eagles, a chance to tie it up. Left side, Arden Polacek to Aaron back on top. Chad Osterman telling him how he wants this to go down with 1:25 left to go. Out on top, Aaron Polacek with it. On the dribble again, 15 on the shot clock. Here's Polacek over to Trio. Back to Polacek, three-pointer, good! And the Eagles take the lead. Aaron Polacek drains the three, and Maple River's completed the comeback. They lead it now, 83-82. Out on top, Redwood Valley ball. Smith has it off to Lawaji. Lawaji down to the corner. Smith for three, and that one is off, no good. Scramble for the rebound, and Aaron Polacek comes up with it, or Arden does. Now leaves it for Aaron. He'll bring it up. 47 seconds to go. Maple River leads by one, 83-82. Here's a pass to the corner. Davis for three. It's partially blocked. Rebound Burr. Back up. No good on the shot by Burr. And a scramble for the rebound. And what's the call here? I think they called a foul on Maple River with 33 seconds to go, or no? They're going to get a timeout here. I'm not sure whose ball it is for sure. 33.5 left to go in the game. On the North Star Aviation scoreboard, Maple River has come back to take the lead, 83-82. We're back in a moment.
When you're a farmer, tomorrow always brings a new challenge. Unexpected weather, invasive pests, volatile markets, the list goes on. But with the enhanced Channel Seed brand's top-performing products, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can rise above them all. Contact your local Channel Seed team of South Central Minnesota in Medelia, Fairmont, Wells, or Mapleton to learn more about the enhanced Channel Seed brand. Change is inevitable and can't be stopped. As the circumstances in your life change, your needs are bound to change with them. The estate plan that Front Lundquist and Gustafson prepared for you some years ago may no longer be right for your situation today. It's important to review your current estate plan to ensure that it meets your needs. Contact Front Lundquist and Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells.
Back here at Redwood Valley, and we go to, it's going to be Maple River ball underneath their own basket. 33 seconds to go, they lead by one. And it is Aaron Polacek to get it in. He does just in time to Davis in the corner. Davis back to Aaron Polacek. Boy, they are really trapping in the corners now, and a timeout by Maple River. Old Chad Osterman saw trouble on that one. They had him pinned in the corner, and he calls timeout with 27 seconds to go. And so we'll keep it right here. 83-82. Maple River down by 20 at halftime, 54-34. They cut into the lead a couple times, but then Redwood would go on a little bit of a spurt and build the lead back up. And they were not able to quite complete the comeback until a good burst here. They had a three by Davis in there. Trio hit one. And on the three by Davis, I believe it was, that might have been Aaron Polacek. I can't remember, but that's what put him ahead, 83-82. So Maple River now in the corner. Inbounded in the... from the under their own basket, out on top, and a foul call. Eagles just trying to run the clock down here as much as they can, but Redwood Valley fouls Trio. He'll go to the line. Bird got the foul, his second. Free throws are going to be huge here. This is a one and one right here for Trio. And the first free throw is good. Trio hits it. That's 10 now for Trio on the afternoon. Second free throw on the way, good. 11 for Trio, 85-82, 22 seconds to go. Redwood needs a three here. Out on top, left side, Berg, long three, good! And he ties it up. Oh, no! Berg ties it at 85, 10 seconds to go. Here comes Trio into the front court. Oh, no! That is a terrible call. Oh, what an at... Oh, I just... Sorry. Man. They called a charging foul on Trio there. Oh. That was... Oh. That was a really good acting job there, is what that was. Foul on Trio. Offensive foul. And that'll be his fourth. Goes back to Redwood Valley. And we'll take a breather here real quick. 85-85, we're all tied up. Back in 30 seconds.
For your next construction project, call Dunright Construction of Minnesota Lake. They'll take care of a variety of exterior projects on your home at a reasonable price. From new siding, windows, or doors, Sean will get the job done right. And Dunright Construction can make that landscaping look great with concrete edging, too. No more plastic or broken brick around your home. If you're planning a construction project, call 507-525-7751 for Dunright Construction of Minnesota Lake.
Back here at Redwood Falls, and it's an 85-85 tie after Maple River was down by 20 at halftime, and we have 6.8 seconds left to go. Cardinal ball. Elway Bird just drained a three a little bit ago to tie the game. Eagles had the ball back, but they called a charging foul on Trio. Here comes Means into the front court. 2 seconds, long three by Means. Good! And that's the ball game. Oh, my God, what a game. Oh, that hurt. That was like a punch in the gut right there. He was way out there. Lucas Means hits the three from way out on the left wing to win the game. 88-85 is going to be the final score. And Redwood Valley escapes with the victory over Maple River here this afternoon. Oh, my goodness. What a finish. And we'll come back. Our post game from Redwood Falls coming up after this timeout.
Extend the life of your equipment with Cenex Premium Greases. Engineered with quality-based oils and well-balanced formulas to protect equipment in a wide range of temperatures and tough conditions. The Cenex line of grease products offer excellent rust protection, water resistance, and anti-wear properties to extend equipment life. Cenex Grease delivers the dependability you need to keep your operation running like a well-oiled machine.
Through the end of the month, get a discount on all oil and grease products at New Way K&H Cooperative and receive a $50 gift card for every 100 gallons of Cenex lubricants purchased.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer has been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
Hi, this is Elizabeth with Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. We realize here at Elizabeth Chevrolet that the internet is the new way of shopping for vehicles. But what hasn't changed with us is the exceptional customer service before, during, and after the sale. Our goal is to make you a customer for life. At Elizabeth Chevrolet, it's our valued customers that have kept us in business for over 50 years. We invite you to stop in and see what we have to offer. As we've always said, take the drive. We're worth it. Elizabeth Chevrolet, Highway 15 South in Truman.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Ask M&M Insurance Agency of Mapleton and Wells if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Back here at Redwood Falls, and what a game we had here today. It didn't look like it was going to be much of a game. It was all Redwood Valley in the first half, and they opened up a 20-point lead at halftime, 54-34, but Maple River came back very nicely in the second half, and if not for some long three-pointers by Redwood Valley at the end of the game, Maple River might be walking out of here with a win. There was a monster three by Elway Berg that tied it at 85. And with time running out, it was Lucas Means with a three. He was on the left wing. He was at least 5 feet or more beyond the arc when he let that one go. And it went home for the win, or we would be playing overtime right now. But as it is, Redwood Valley wins it by a score of 88-85. But that was a heroic effort. I thought Maple River second half played so much better. They had 15 turnovers in the first half, were bothered by the press a little bit, but they played so much better in the second half, and I feel like they come away feeling like they can play with some really good teams, because this team they played today is really good. They're 20-4 on the season now, with the win over the Eagles here today. Let's take a look at the scoring. We'll start with Redwood Valley and the guy that did a lot of damage here today coming off the bench, Elway Berg. He had 10 three-pointers in today's game. Eight of those were in the first half. He had 26 at halftime, finished with 35. Elway Berg with 10 three-pointers here today for 35 points to lead all scorers. Rest of the scoring for the Cardinals: 19 for Isaiah Dow Hilliard. Lucas Means, who had the game winner, 17. 8 for Oliver Smith, 5 for Brandon Lang, and 4 for Ethan Lawaji for their total of 35. Maple River today is led by Aaron Polachek. I like to see that. Aaron had himself a really good game today, finished with 24 points. He hit a three down the stretch. I think he was the one that hit the one that gave them the lead. It was either him or Davis. I can't remember for sure. But Polacek had 24. Wyatt Burr, another solid performance inside today for the Eagles with 22. And then off the bench, Cole Davis with 17. 11 for Zach Trio, 9 for Arden Polacek, and 2 for Carson Healy for their total of 85. So 88-85, the final score. Redwood Valley escapes with the 3-point victory. Maple River falls to 12-13 on the season, and Redwood Valley raises their record to 20-4. And we'll come back and wind things up here from Redwood Valley coming up after we take this timeout.
Caduce Tire of Mapleton provides quality tires and service. They have light truck, semi, and agricultural tires and service on the farm. Caduce Tire is a proud supporter of the Maple River Schools, its students, academics, and athletics, and would like to say good luck to the Maple River Eagles. If you're looking to improve your health and well-being, look no further than Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic in Mapleton. Dr. Jordan Stenzel is passionate about helping patients achieve optimal health and wellness. He offers a wide range of services, including chiropractic, rehab, shockwave therapy, laser therapy, and more, plus innovative research-based programs for peripheral neuropathy, infertility, brain health, and plantar fasciitis. Live a healthier, pain-free life. Call Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic today at 507-524-4000. Or schedule online at stenzelchiropractic.com.
Back here at Redwood, again, the final 88-85, our score here today. Next broadcast, Monday night. We've got girls basketball. Medford is at Blue Earth Area, and we'll have the call of that game for you on Monday night. I believe we're over on 98.1 FM, or right here on 98 Country for that one again, because we only have the one game on Monday night. So, Medford at Blue Earth Area Girls Monday. We have another Maple River game on Tuesday. They travel to Waterville, Elysian, Morristown. So we'll have another Maple River boys game for you next Tuesday, the 20th. Maple River is at Waterville, Elysian, Morristown. That'll be right here on 98 Country as well. So, again, our final score here today, in a thriller here, as it turned out. Maple River coming back from a 20-point deficit. They took the lead 83-82 at one point, but they fall to Redwood Valley here today. 88-85, again, the final score. Thanks to Grace back at the station for running the controls for us again here today. And I'm Randy Allen. Thank you for listening. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to Maple River Boys Basketball here on KDEW. Today's game has been brought to you by Kilty's Market of Mapleton, by Caduce Tire of Mapleton, New Way K&H Cooperative, Dunright Construction of Minnesota Lake, the Maple River Boys Basketball Association, Weaver's Leather Store of Buffalo Center, the law firm of Front Lundquist & Gustafson, Mapleton Marine of Mapleton, Bash CRT Insurance of Amboy and Mapleton, Gregor Tiling Company of Minnesota Lake, the Blue Bear Bar of Delavan, Tafe Wellness Center of Algona, Bear Hardwood Floors of Mapleton, Greg Heine, your Pioneer Dealer of Delavan, Maggie J's Restaurant and Bar of Mapleton, D&K Tire Service of Amboy, Lake Crystal and Truman, the United Hospital District, by M&M Insurance, Nordis American Homes of Minnesota Lake, State Line Cooperative, Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic of Mapleton, Elizabeth Chevrolet of Truman, and Channel Seed of South Central Minnesota. Maple River Boys Basketball is a presentation of KBW Sports.
Country music.
music plays here. The Crook and Chase Countdown.
Up three spaces to number five. This is Hardy with Truck Bed.
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. Cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. She said, don't come home if you go to the bar. So I said, okay, baby, then got drunk out in the yard. 2 a.m., I knock, knock, knock up on the door. But she never unlocked, locked it. Guess I don't live there no more. Yeah, she meant business this time. I can't believe my bloodshot eyes. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry. Cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yeah. I use that empty bag of corn to rest my head. A camo jacket for a blanket, then passed out like I was dead. Still got one heck of a buzz. If I look like a train wreck, it's because I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry. This 45. Oh, I guess if this really is goodbye, at least I took my boots off this time. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. Guess she got some nerve, well, she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve.
Number four.
From a great seat at the Super Bowl to a great spot on the chart, Luke Combs is number four.
My big brother rode an Indian scout. He was black like his jacket. American spirit hanging out of his mouth. Just like our daddy. He kick-started that bike one night and broke mama's heart. He pointed that headlight west, out where the wild things are. He'd call me up every couple of weeks from South California. Talk about the desert and the Joshua tree. Pretty girl stories, and how he bought an Airstream trailer and a J45 guitar. Said, little brother, you'll love it out here, out where the wild things are. Oh, his heart's on fire and crazy dreams. Oh, I called my brother from the back of that plane the second I made it. We started drinking on the strip in L.A. And it got crazy. Ended up at a house in the hills with some Hollywood stars. Kissing on
things are. And we're the wild things are.
Number three.
About the future like she's flipping through a magazine, finds the beauty in the thrown away and broken things, gets excited about all my crazy dreams. Got every sunset that she's ever seen memorized, saves him away for a rainy day or stormy night. Sky's brighter looking at it through her eyes. I don't remember life before she came into the picture, brought the beauty I was missing with her, showed me colors I ain't never seen. She took chances with every wall she saw canvas. I thank God every day for how he made her. My life was black and white, but she's the painter. She reminds me that it ain't too late to start again. Fine is good, but you need some blue every now and then. How'd I live so long without her? Touch. I don't remember life before she came into the picture, brought the beauty I was missing with her, showed me colors I ain't never seen. She took chances with every wall I built, she saw canvas. Thank God every day for how he made her. My life was black and white, but she's the painter. I don't remember life before she came.
From Cody Johnson, up two spots to number three. And this may be something you don't want to envision, but Lorianne, the mullet is seriously a contender for trendy style these days.
Wait a minute. I have been telling you that the mullet will make a comeback. Mm-hmm. I predicted it. Didn't know it would happen this way. But Stone Cold Steve Austin in a Kawasaki commercial brought it back. He has a mullet. His dog has a mullet. All God's creatures have a mullet. It's hilarious, and I love it.
I know you do. And coming up, a rising star with a super sized mullet. The party in the back is about down to the middle of his back. Warren Zeider's next on Crook and Chase.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
This is Matt Crowder, live at the gas station on 41st Street, reporting on those skyrocketing gas prices. Excuse me, miss. Are you buying less gas now because of the high prices?
Oh, I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Well, does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Well, there you have it. it. Stop paying full price for gas. Download the free Upside app and get real cash back every time you buy gas. This is Matt Crowder, Radio News Network. Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SEAT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SEAT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SEAT.
Hey everyone, it's Joe Montana. Spreading the word about pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can be life-threatening. If you're 65 or older like me, you're at increased risk. So, what's the game plan? A strong defense. Pneumococcal pneumonia can strike at any time in any season, so you shouldn't wait to help protect yourself. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist about vaccination today and learn more at knowpneumonia.com. That's knowpneumonia.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Febreze.
So my home is also my office, and before I can focus, every room's gotta be clean. That means tidying up and spraying my Febreze Air Mist. Ooh, that's fresh. Febreze Air Mist scents are all high quality. They fight any weird funk, and they give my air an instant boost of freshness. So not only does my home smell good, I feel good too. After I Febreze, it's time to start my day.
Breathe happy Febreze. La, 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 la.
Back to the country. The Crook and Chase Countdown. Number two.
Every now we're in a bed this time, it's like she knows I'm lonely. Rolls up when the wine is gone, like a record on repeat. Leaning on old memories and talking about what we used to be. Should probably be the day of me, but damn if it ain't sweet. She's my pretty little poison.
She's my pretty.
Boys and Warren Zeiders, Up a Space to number 2. And that brings us to our top song of the week.
Yep, up 3 spaces to number 1. Riley Green and Luke Combs have the new top hit. Different Round Here is number 1 on Crook and Chase.
Around here fast is how the grass grows. Lost is what you find on a back road. Proofs in a whiskey, reds in the dirt, and hard work stops at the fence road. We stand for the flag, and if you don't like it, we don't care. So we do things a little different around here. We're brave as 18, we're in army green. Truth is in the words in red we read. Proud is what you say about where you're from. Heroes are daddies and mamas are loved. Feel not what you pay. Simple's how we live. Yeah. Thanks is what we give. Roots in the ground's why we stay. Brave is 18, wearing army green. Truth is in the words in red we read. Proud is what you say about where you're from. Heroes are daddies and mamas are love. Yeah, right is right and wrong is wrong. Song is, and home is where the heart is.
Green's third number one hit and his buddy Luke Combs jumping on board for Different Round Here. It's our top song this week on the Crook and Chase Countdown.
Well, you know, Toby Keith had 20 of those number one hits. He wrote 16 of them. So as we wrap up our celebration of Toby Keith, in his own words, it's no surprise how he most wanted to be remembered.
You are going to have a legacy. You will be known for a legacy. What do you want to be known for after 25
songwriting.
Years?
Songwriting.
Well, that was a quick answer.
To be inducted in the Songwriters Hall of Fame is the apex of everything. I don't have to have another award ever. I don't have to go into any other hall. I'm done. I don't have to do anything else. That's all I cared about. I got the one I wanted, so the rest of it will just come or not.
Well, let's just say it the way he would love it. Toby Keith, songwriter in all capital letters. And, you know, yeah. We'd like to add one heck of a good guy and a solid friend. He was and is loved by so many, including us.
And in Toby's honor, next weekend, some beverage lessons from the stars. We'll put it that way. We'll bring our red solo cup and toast one to Toby. We hope you'll join us.
Until then, the Crook and Chase Countdown is a production of Jim Owens Entertainment and distributed around the world by Premier Networks. All rights reserved 2024. Executive producers Crook and Chase. Associate producer Jennifer Herron. Our engineer is Brian Talbot. I'm Lori Yancra.
I'm Charlie Chase. We'll see you next weekend.
The time for empty talk is over.
You know the color of my coffee. Too many t-shirts in my closet that you bought me. At this point I can't unlearn the things you've taught me about myself.
You pick the music when I'm driving. Your mom always takes my side when you fight me.
And these days my dog likes you more than he likes me. You can just tell. So what am I supposed to unlisten to every song written? Take you out of every melody. You know my secrets, my demons, and I know your weaknesses, all of your doubts and your dreams. So weak.